It is week two of Tibbetts Summer Theater being performed at the Ponds of Coldwater, not at the historic Tibbetts Opera House. And one of the actors who's in the opening week of the show last week, and in fact he's here for three shows, Niall Birch in the studio with us. But your first time to Tibbetts, though, and unfortunately we weren't able to give you the full theater experience this year.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, and I do look forward one day to, like, performing in the actual theater, but for now, the ponds are absolutely gorgeous, and I'm having a blast, like, being outdoors and being with everyone. It's just the most fun, so.
So this first show, The Best of Broadway, and it really, I mean, 130-some years of musicals kind of all rolled together in about 2.5 hours or so, That's pretty impressive to try to get through that whole breadth of music.
Yeah, it's definitely a Herculean feat in the way that, like, you know, we cover so much ground in, like, such a short amount of time, but we do it all beautifully and together, and it's really a lot of fun because I just get to kind of, like, be a theater kid in the 60s and then the 70s and then the 80s, and then suddenly we're in Hamilton, and It's just, it's a lot of fun to just kind of go through it all.
All right, so when did you know you were going to be a theater kid? Was it, like, in elementary school?
Yeah, for sure. Like, definitely elementary school, maybe even before then. Like, I've just always loved being in the theater, and more importantly, I love seeing Broadway shows. So I loved going to New York City and seeing all the shows, and I've always romanticized and fantasized about it. So
growing up in New Jersey, a chance to be a little closer to Broadway, to be able to see some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we go into the city maybe like 3 times a year and would just see shows and have a whole day, and it was so amazing, and I loved it so much, and I was like, oh, I want to do that one day. That looks super interesting. And then I got to high school and decided I want to go to college for it. So.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Hamilton. Obviously, that's one of the biggest ones that's taken the country by storm the last couple of years. Mm. And it will continue now when things reopen back up here again. But there's some of the early classic stuff. And there were some of those songs that I didn't recognize necessarily.
Neither did I.
but the great musicals from early on that kind of set the base for musicals, and then you could kind of see the progression as you go through the different types of musicals and the different kind of music that's presented, right?
And the way that they set it up, both Charles and Matt, is like you really get to kind of feel like from the beginnings of musical theater and kind of how that sounded, and then kind of travel along and follow that as it gets more and more contemporary. And then, you know, we get numbers like Matchmaker from Fiddler and stuff that, like, people already know, but It's fun, especially to see that early stuff and really just go and see how that sound kind of evolved throughout the decades.
All right. We're talking to Niall Birch. He's in the cast of The Best of Broadway, which continues this week. But you guys have already started production on the next show, The Fantastics.
Yeah.
The longest running musical in history. Had you been in it or seen it before?
Not at all. I'd heard of it because it's one of the most famous, like, off-Broadway shows, but I had never been exposed to it before. So this is my first foray into that, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, it's such a beautiful parable.
Yeah. So tell, your character in the show is what?
Mortimer.
Okay.
He's called Mortimer, but he's also known as the man who dies. And he is very, very comedic, like very physical comedy. He has a partner named Henry, and they kind of go around. They're like an acting troupe. And it's a lot of fun.
All right. So the best known show that people haven't seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Because I've never seen it either, so.
Neither have I. Yeah, yeah. It's just one of the, it never made it to Broadway. Yeah. Getting to, like, be part of it now and see why it's so well known is, like, so interesting.
All right. Then you'll shift gears to Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm excited. I play Schroeder in that one.
Okay.
I cannot wait for that one, just because the music is so fun, and it's just such a cute, like, little, like, story with, like, all these characters that we all know from Charles Schulz, and the music is just it's just amazing.
Do you play piano?
I don't. I wish I did. I've always wanted to. I wish I did. But
so you just have to mime it, then.
I just have to mime it, yeah.
We had the privilege to see there's a Charles Schulz Museum in California where he, I can't remember the exact town we were in, But it's Santa Rosa, maybe, California. We had a chance to go through that about 3 or 4 years ago. When we were
no
up there.
Way.
It is very cool. So it's cartoons everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so you would love that. So
I should go and visit one day. That sounds so interesting. Who would have thought there would be a Charles Schulz Museum?
Yeah, but that's where he grew up and all of his artwork and everything else. So,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So then the first three shows here, what's next then after Tibbetts Summer Theater for you?
Back to school. I go back to NYU for my senior year. And I'm excited to be live again because this past year was virtual.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll be getting my BFA in drama and then I'll be in New York City doing the audition thing. So
are your classmates jealous that you're one of the few actors working this summer?
Yes, actually. Yeah, I, you know, there was just a lot of people that, you know, tried for stuff and it's hard. Like it's very, very difficult to get these types of jobs. So I'm very grateful that Peter took a chance on me and it's been working out so well.
But at the same time, there's very few theaters. Even they're slowly starting to reopen, but there's still not a lot of shows.
Oh yeah. I mean, people are still cautious about like, how is this going to work? How is it going to function? Are we safe? Like there's so many unknowns that, you know, people just don't know about yet. So yeah, we're working through it one thing at a time, but I think with everyone's community effort, it should be all okay. Yeah.
And Broadway's supposed to be reopened in September.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shows are supposed to fully reopen. And, you know, apparently they're looking good ticket sales-wise so far. So, you know, we'll just have to see. But I'm glad that, like, those over 90,000 employees that were out of work are now able to be back to work.
Yeah, well, great stuff. Well, we'll look forward to it. This week, folks get a chance to see the Best of Broadway. Is there a favorite song for you to sing in Best of Broadway?
Oh, my gosh. I have to say, well, Hamilton is a lot of fun. And then also I sing the song called Home from The Wiz, which is I love singing it every night. So those two are probably my top faves.
Great stuff. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you so much.
Nile Birch, she's in the cast of Tibbetts Summer Theater with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.